Blog Talk Radio.
I'm too sexy for my love, too sexy for my love. Love's going to leave me. It hurts. And I'm too sexy for Milan, too sexy for Milan, New York and Japan. And I'm too sexy for your party, too sexy for your party. No way I'm disco dancing. I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I do my little turn on the catwalk. By far. And I'm too sexy for my hat, too sexy for my hat. What you think about that? I'm a model, you know what I mean, and I do my little turn on the catwalk, yeah, on the catwalk, on the catwalk, yeah, I shake my little touch on the catwalk.
Hello there. Hello there. 323, who's calling? Can you hear me? That was totally the wrong song, by the way. Whoever had the studio before this was playing their own song.
Yeah. Yeah. I was driving around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Yeah. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God, they let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my potato. I got killers to the left of me.
We just lurking on her. Ain't show no mercy on her. We just going back to back. We put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us. Let my tent to V12, double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail, once again I prevail. Knew that shit was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build, see me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild.
I was riding around in the V12 with the rags in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God and let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Trying to put the...
Who's on the line here? 323. Who's calling?
Do you hear me?
Hey. You want to hear the song still? I just paused it for a minute.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Who is this?
Can you hear me? Yeah, I hear you. Can you hear me?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You. Okay, cool. You want me to still play the song, or are you ready to start?
You know, I'm out here. I'm a Nipsey dude, so. Whatever you do, you know, respect the sugar.
Okay, yeah, I couldn't find the other one because I was rushing to get the show made. So, plus my other phone sucks, but for next time I'll get it. I wasn't sure who sung it either, Respect the Shooter, but I did find a couple versions. But,
no, ma'am.
Yeah, so, okay. Yeah, I'll get it for next time. I should have gave myself more time. But anyway, okay. I'll play a little more then, so we'll see if anybody else comes by.
I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God and let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
Wiz lurking on her. Ain't show no mercy on her. Wiz going back to back. We put a curfew on her. It was dark clouds on us, but that was perfect for us. We know you always crash and burn, but it was working for us. Let my tent to V12, double check the details. Gotta cross my T's and dot my I's or I can't sleep well. Millions off of retail, once again I prevail. Knew that shit was over from the day I dropped my pre-sale. Hold up, let the beat build, see me in the street still. I've been fighting battles up a steep hill. They gave my road dog 12, it was a sweet deal. And I've been riding solo trying to rebuild. Look.
I was riding around in the V12 with the rags in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God and let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my neck. Tryna put the water on my protect. I got killers to the left of me.
Yeah, under no condition would you ever catch me slipping. Motorcaded shooters plus the Maybach chauffeur driven. If they catch me with it, don't send me off to prison. Judge ain't sympathizing, court don't show forgiveness. Engine in the Lambo drowning out the music. Sip Dior with the flowers, 5 gold Cubans. Champagne while I shop, hope I splurge foolish. Closing escrow twice this month, both commercial units. Damn, I wish my nigga Fast was here. How you died 30-something after banging all them years? Grammy nominated, in the sign of shedding tears. All this money, power, fame, and I can't make you reappear. But I don't wipe them though, we just embrace the only life we know. If it was me, I'd tell you nigga, live your life and grow. I'd tell you finish what we started, reach them heights, you know.
Yeah.
Okay, so, I don't know if anybody, oops, I gotta move my button over. I don't know if anybody else is gonna show up or not. but I was trying to go in the other room and tell him to come over here, but don't worry, we can delete this if you know, it doesn't have to be, like, just so you know. So what we were going to talk about, I believe, was social media, right?
Who's in here right now?
Just me and
Mr.
you. No, that I went over there to see if they were going to come. But let me tell you this, there's 125 countries and a million people listening. So,
I don't care about that. Let's go ahead and have that conversation. All right,
let's have it. Let's do it. I knew you'd want to do it. Let's do it. So I believe Mr. brought it up, and he said he was talking about social media, how it's affected our life negatively, positively. Are we too into it? Or are we too obsessed with it? So, I mean, I almost think like we're so connected, we're disconnected. That's sort of how I look at it. But then again, I always say I don't like social media, but then again, I'm on it all day too. But I do see the dangers. So what do you feel about it? How do you think? What do you think about it? You think we're better off with it, or we're further?
Not for me. Considering people have tried to dox me, they have tried to expose me, and I don't even care. You know what? At the end of the day, you're not going to stop me. And I'm going to keep doing what I'm doing because I know what I'm doing is correct. I know it's right. And I'm not, throwing nobody underneath the bus who don't need to be thrown underneath the bus. I'm not looking for new enemies when I already got old enemies. So with that being said, what I will not do is I'm not going to be a second-class citizen because, people – they're afraid, to speak what they understand is true for them. Man, you ain't gonna sit up here and hold me. I'm a shooter. That's why, I come from respect a shooter. Because you wanna respect the fact that I wanna shoot you down. I don't need to shoot you down with no bullets or anything that can harm you. That's easy. It's harder to shoot you down with motherfucking knowledge and wisdom and preparation to deal with a person when you get into that moment with them. That's it.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that social media has affected the way that we form and maintain friendships?
Absolutely. Because it seems like many people on social media feel like they have so much to prove to people. And, you don't have nothing to prove to nobody. I don't have anything to prove to you or to anybody that I want to go. Because that would be, funny. Weird. And, you're not supposed to come on, a social media app or, just in general, trying to prove something to somebody that they're not even deserving of your time. Why the fuck are you trying to prove something to them?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that, if you live your life by, likes and comments, you're really out of touch with reality. That's the one thing that, I have friends, they wake up in the morning, they're like, oh my God, I got to check my likes, before they even, put their feet on the floor. And that just blows my mind. That's what builds them up. And I think that's pretty sad. It's like in another addiction that we don't really need. Do you think that also that it's made us less, or more empathetic towards others?
I think anytime anybody lives through other people's spectrum, you don't know where they lost again. Because you want to be validated by another person again. And you need to be validating yourself. When you look in that mirror, that's the only person that you should care about. And even then, sometimes that shit is misconstrued. Because that motherfucker looking back at you can be lying to you too. So, people need to understand that, man, get your shit right for yourself. And don't validate yourself by other people's, validation of who you are or what they think you are or what you feel or who you are. Because sometimes you lie to yourself. It ain't always your enemy that's lying to you. Sometimes you lie to yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And then now you're fighting yourself as opposed to fighting the very thing that's really fucking you over, but you fighting yourself.
Yeah. What do you think about social engineering, how social media makes us more vulnerable to social engineering acts, such as phishing, impersonation, identity theft, all of that? Is it scary to you? I mean, I know you're not scared, but you know what I'm saying.
As far as, social media, this shit was already predicted. And I'm not afraid of it because it is what it is. And so I'm going to use it to the best that I can use it for myself You know, hopefully my people can understand why I'm using it too. But, you know, so a lot of people so goddamn dumbfounded, so goddamn ignorant, you so goddamn stuck on stupid. See, you know, when I say start spreading shit like that, you get mad at me, right? You get mad at me. But, you know, tell me where some of you brothers, you know, really are trying to understand what the fuck going on, like, really.
Mm-hmm.
Somebody mm-hmm. tell me, you know, let's talk about that, look, you know, you can sit up here and you can have all these goddamn followers and friends or whatever on motherfucking social media. That's cool. But listen, let's talk about some real shit though. What about, you know, right now this is what, Black History Month? Don't you know, on some Black History shit today when you ain't on Black History shit tomorrow.
Yeah. It's when it's convenient, right?
Yes.
What do you think about a digital footprint, you know, referring to like a trail of data and information that we leave behind? And you know, I think also now, like, it's scary because now, before, when you went for a job, right, they used to, you know, ask your references and this and that. Now they want to know your they do a webutation, they check your webutation, so they're looking where you search, where you shop, what you do. I just think that crosses the line a little bit, and, you know, it's like the little pieces that we leave behind, the information that's associated with us can be tracked and recorded, and I don't know, that to me is just an invasion of privacy, and I don't know, it's a sort of a representation of who we are as individuals and our presence and our activities, and I don't know, I think that's too much for people to know, because, you know, Google knows all of your business too, but yeah, I think there's pros and cons to that, so what do you think? Because it could ruin your reputation, like, if you think about it, a negative digital footprint can fuck you up, you know? And even if you're looking for a job, because I've seen my bosses, they look for that shit. They look for the juicy shit. And they look for people with a reputation. And that's just like, I don't know. I don't think that's even business. How does that do with you, how you are as a worker? But I don't know. What do you think?
Look at it. You bought the shooters in here, right? You got the shooters in here. I don't give a fuck about none of that shit, you know. I really do not care. Like, you know, I understand, you know, they don't want us to really talk. They don't want us to really say anything. And anybody, you know, that can be beneficial and helpful toward me and my people in our community, they don't want them to be talked about either. They don't want them to say anything either. So, fuck it. Mm-hmm. All right, well, you know, I don't give a fuck. Nigga, this is the shooters.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not going to sit up here and bite my tongue to nobody on this app or social media because all y'all capped me. To be honest with you, mm-hmm. to be honest in general, I don't look at y'all like, you know, you people that can help me and my people. Man, most of y'all just, I don't even know who the fuck you are. You just say things and you do things and it sounds cool. And that's great. But you know what? At the end of the day, where I come from, no, you ain't doing shit. You ain't helping nothing out here in Los Angeles. That's where I come from. What you talking about? These mm-hmm. little dudes out here on some dumb shit, reckless shit, and I'm out here trying to talk to them, and, you know, damn, you know, it's really hard.
I was going to say, did you want to talk a little bit about where we're at, like what you're talking about, what's the shooter and where we're located and all of that good stuff for the listeners?
Okay, where I'm located. Okay, let's keep this real. Let's keep this a buck. I'm in Los Angeles. Anybody who knows the area where I grew up in, I'm from Crenshaw and Jefferson. Crenshaw and Jefferson, highly Crip influenced area. And, you know, we have so many different enemies and people around here. Yeah. But it's cool because it is what it is. It is what it is. Maybe that don't sound correct or, you know, the way that you would like to hear the shit talk to you, but I'm going to keep it real for me. It is what it is. So, From the Queen Shine Jefferson. I'm a Los Angeles representative. And I'm glad I grew up out here in LA. And it is what it is. I'll be silent because I don't know if I'm going to mute myself. Okay, I did do myself. Okay, it did work.
So just for everybody who's listening, the group we're talking about is more on the Clubhouse app. It's a social media app, you know, like all the others, but this is an audio app, so you can go on there and speak to other people from all around the world. You can go in rooms, have conversations. There's like pretty much every topic you could imagine talking about available on there. So that's where we're located under Respect the Shooter. Anybody's free to join us and hang out. Derek's the creator and owner of the house and the room. So I don't know if there's anything else you'd want to say about our group or the room.
Let me say this about us. many people would like to miss diagnosis and think like we're really like on some rebellious and you know, we try to fight it. Just, that's remotely not the case. At the same time, we're not punks and we're not suckers to you know what you want us to believe. No. Everybody in there is a person that think on their own accord, and you know. I appreciate the fact that you do things on your own accord. Because shit, you know, most people want to go off of what people say on social media, especially on this app, or Facebook, or Instagram, and they all cap. Period. So, you know, do the research for yourself. You know, learn things for yourself. And, you know, I'll tell you what, you will never lose. You know, by learning, you know, some shit that you supposed to learn as opposed to somebody telling you what you're supposed to learn. And I go on with it. No, I can't go on with it. I'm just going to shut up. Done.
Yeah. I was going to say back to the social media really quick. I just wanted to touch on as far as do you think that I know you're probably going to say, I don't really care, right? But do you think that it's improved your life at all and made it better? Because I know this, and this is going to be pathetic for me to admit probably, but oh, well, it's the truth. If I didn't have this app, I would be like the loneliest person ever because I don't really go out. I don't really drink. I don't really have a lot of friends and all of that. Now I sound like a big loser. And so there's days where I'm just doing whatever, maybe I'm ironing and I just have it on and I don't know, I just feel more comforted. That's why I always say people say it's just an app, right? But that's not the case. For a lot of people, it's their only outlet or their only social communication at all. And to me, it's been valuable because I met you and a lot of other great people. So I think the good eggs outweigh the bad eggs, you know, and we can rise above that and elevate above the negativity. So that's what I'm trying to do. That's what we try to do. So I don't know how you thought about that.
I don't know how y'all like really vibe or you know, when I talk to y'all and say certain things. I don't know how that conversation's gonna go, you know. At the end of the day, I hope you understand that I'm not really trying to like bash or demean or tear down anybody, but I'm gonna talk to you. Shit, that's the one thing about the shooters. Like, we gonna say what the fuck you gotta say, and you gonna respect that. Even if you don't respect it, it don't even matter because you gonna respect it one way or the other. You know. But with that being said, you know, I don't even talk about shit. What I'm just wanna say is, man, you know, can we just like get along with some shit to where it's just like it's beneficial to everybody that is in on that particular conversation. And that's the one thing I want to say about us. You know, I'm not in here to, like, really, you know, bicker with people or fight motherfuckers. I mean, that's really it. That's really easy to do. But it's harder to just put shit to the side and say, you know what? Yeah, I'm gonna deal with that person on a human standpoint. That's harder to do. So, go ahead, Queen.
Mm-hmm. Or what about this? I see it a lot there, too. Like, people that say, like, can't we just all get along? Things like that. Like, hey, you know, we all bleed the same color, blah, 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 whatever. And which is a great thing to say. But they're the ones that are so negative, you know? Like, they say it, but that's not really what they mean at all, you know? Because I see it a lot, too. And that kind of trips me out a little bit. But you know what I like to do? I'm more of like a... I kind of assess the whole situation. Like, I like poetry, for example, right? So not only do I listen to the poem, I watch who they I listen to their comments. I watch who they roll with. I watch what they say in the chat. I listen to their poetry intently, right? So I pretty much get a good idea of who they are. Not completely, but a pretty good synopsis of how they roll. I observe, you know, from afar. And so I think people need to people, I know this much. It's people on there. They judge a book before you even say anything. And when you do try to dispel that, people are look at you weird, or they're just kind of like, you know what I mean? Okay, whatever. So I don't know if that made sense, but they'll say like, you're welcome anytime. You know, come on in. It's an open space. And then you come in, and they're like, oh, everybody's quiet, or it's a weird vibe, or something.
Ooh. Who's in the room right now? Because y'all need to go ahead and talk to the no more. My issue is, a lot of some of my women, fuck it, women, y'all want to, you know, hold us to a standard. And, like, we don't have no feeling either. You know, like, your feeling, you know, Trump, what we go through, and, man, shit, we go through some shit too. As men. What the fuck? But, you know, we can't always talk about that shit because we got to be fucking men, you know what I'm saying? So, okay, we got to be men. But now when that shit turns out for the wrong environment for you, it's because, you know, I'm taught to be a man, but I got to suppress all the motherfucking shit that's going on in my life, too. So now I can't bring that upon you because it's like, well, you're supposed to be a man. Get past that shit. Wait. That shit fucked up. Because, you know, as a man, I got fucking feelings too. And I go through shit and I feel shit. And man, I can't even be shit because, you know, I got to feel a certain way. I got to be better than what I am. And I'm not. That shit crazy. And, now, anybody that's listening right now, like, come on up. As a man, like, you can't say shit because you supposed to always be stronger than man. I'm weak too. What the fuck?
Yeah.
Superman got hit with kryptonite. And he got weak.
Mm-hmm. You know, I see a lot of men on there, especially lately, say that same thing. Like, they don't always want to be the strong one. They don't always want to be the pillar. They want to cry. They want to know someone to tell them it's going to be okay. You know, and not to be weak or judged for that. And I think that we need to change that because you guys have hearts too. Like, I just find that ridiculous. But, you know, from day one, you're told, you know, shake it off, brush it off, you know, be a man, stand up tall, you know, stop crying and just get your shit together, basically. You know, conditioned from the beginning like that. You know, well, we're allowed to cry. We're allowed to weep. We're allowed to sob. We're allowed to go off and all of that other stuff. And eventually, if you keep something bottled up for long enough, it's going to explode.
I'm going to say this. I don't know if you want to release this particular conversation. But what I will say, a lot of you brothers, you know, you feel like you're a brotherly approach. None of you are. Man, you do some fucked up shit. You know, people gonna call you on your fucked up shit. Now, it depends on how you react to that shit. And a lot of y'all, like, really very sensitive to the dumb shit that you're actually doing. You're doing it. Nobody else doing it. You're doing it. And now you get mad at us, as old dude, because we call you and we see what you're doing. All right, but at the same time, some of you old motherfuckers don't need to talk to me. You ain't doing that better than that motherfucker anyway. Because you need to shut the fuck up. Now, I don't know if this is something you and a lot of people, but if you do, I want y'all to understand that, you know, it's a lot of old heads out here. We don't give a fuck about the dumb shit that you young dudes do. We give a fuck about more of the old motherfuckers that are propagating or actually aiding and abetting the shit that these young niggas do. It's your fault. We're looking at you.
I was going to ask you, what would be a couple pieces of advice or tips you would give to the young men these days that you see?
Oh, just don't listen to everybody. Everybody doesn't have the best interest. You know, some of these people feel like what they can get from you as opposed to what they can get from you, if that makes sense. They want to get something from you in the sense of, put yourself out there to where you lose your freedom or you lose your life. They want that. But sometimes some people want the fact that they want to see you do better. And, you know, when you start doing this, they want to see you do more than that. And so you got to be able to have, you know, a sense of, you know, discernment. You got to know what's good for you and what's not. And, you know, don't go off of what everybody always tell you. Because I'm going to tell you this straight up. Some of these people that tell you that shit, they dead ass wrong. And if they could tell, you know, not only themselves, but their children sometimes, their grandchildren, you know, they would say, I would have done this differently. Yeah, you would have done it differently. But then you should know what you're talking about. You need to do this. I ain't going to never tell you you need to do that. Like, honestly, like, there's so much that you can do as a black man or a black woman. And, you know, right now, this is Black History Month. Come on, man. Let's act like it's Black History Month. And don't just use this shit, you know, just because it just sounds good. Go ahead and represent Black History Month because this is something part of you with some would have wanted. Oh, one of them. Okay, well, I'll just be quiet.
Do you think that social media can be addictive?
Do I think social media can be addictive?
Can it be addictive? Because I was reading an article that they said that social media is addictive, and here's the signs that you know why, and it gave you a list. And other than the obvious, right, like excessive usage and preoccupation, they also said like withdrawal symptoms, feeling restless, irritable, anxious, when unable to access the internet, neglecting real life relationships and real life situations like work. They're not as productive. All of this sounds like drug addiction, really. Loss of interest, failed attempts to cut back, mood swings, neglected self-care. I was like, wow, this all sounds like from a substance. That's insane. But and then they call it something like FOMO. This is a new, I don't know if you heard of this slang. This is a new acronym, and it means fear of missing out.
Do I think social media, because people can reinvent themselves on social media. You know, in real life, you know who you are. You know, your name is, whatever the fuck your weak ass name is. You know your name, though. And you're not that person that you want to now propagate on motherfucking social media. Now you just somebody different. You know why? Because you got a whole PTR nobody can see. And even if we see your PTR, we don't see you because we don't know you. We ain't even looking at you. We don't give a fuck about the way you look. Shit. Get the fuck out my goddamn. I don't want to see this shit. I really don't want to see this shit. No. With that being said, The one thing about me and the shooter, we gonna sit up here and tell you the motherfucking truth. These people had on Clubhouse and all the social media bullshit. Y'all be sitting up here and you try to reinvent yourself and you try to make yourself out to be bigger than who the fuck you are. Until we see who the fuck you are, you ain't none of that. You're not. Now go ahead and look on my shit. I don't give a fuck. Go ahead and expose me. I don't care, nigga. What you gonna do? Nothing. All you wanna do is what most of these people do on the social media apps. You talk all this shit and that's it. Nobody can give a fuck. Period. No, we got this shit. Oh shit. Anybody else wanna talk? Come on, go ahead, y'all. Come on.
Yeah, we got another caller, hold on. 903, who's calling?
What's going on, Mr. the Gentleman?
I think Mr. be perfect for this. So I don't know if you were listening to the conversation, but we're talking about the topic.
I just joined.
Cool.
Yeah, let's go, Mr. Let's go.
So, Mr., the one question, we were talking about how social media can be addictive, and then I saw an article, and I was going down the list, and everything on the list sounds like totally like drug addiction, excessive usage, it says preoccupation, withdrawal symptoms, neglecting real-life relationships, impacts on productivity, loss of interest, failed attempts to cut down, mood swings, neglected self-image, and then a new acronym I learned called FOMO, F-O-M-O, fear of missing out.
Yeah.
So funny. What do you think about that?
Yo. I never heard of that one before. Yeah, that's a new one. But are you saying for this Clubhouse? Is that what you're saying for social media? Or?
Oh, we're talking about social media. Do you think it can be addictive?
Oh, yeah.
Social media can definitely be addictive.
Can you hear me, Mr.?
Yeah, can y'all hear me?
Yeah, we hear you.
I was talking about all that. She made this a shooter win. And so we over here. So go ahead and talk your shit. No, bro, shit, bro.
Yeah, I think that.
So I was going to ask
social media.
Yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Can y'all hear me?
What were you about to ask him?
I thought you were commenting on what I asked you previously. I didn't want to just interrupt you if you wanted to finish that thought first.
Yeah, I was commenting on it. Yeah, I was just saying that social media can be addictive. It depends on the person, the gender, right? But for the most part, yeah, it definitely can. It's very addictive when it comes to negativity. It seems like, that is the focal point, right, when it comes to promoting the things that you want to say, how you feel on the app. It's all negativity, and that's what is drawn to social media, especially with the platforms. So, yeah, it can be addictive, man. It very can, in a good or bad way. But for the most part, right now, from what I'm seeing, it's pretty much right now we're taking the bad way route. We're trying to push certain agenda on kids and even in homes and how we should raise kids' education. So none of this, the focal point is not towards the people. It's just made towards the mindsets of the people, because if you can change that, you can control the people. And where are the place to go to get it from? Social platform. So, yeah, it can be very addictive.
Question, do you think that social media has affected our attention span and our ability to focus? You could both answer.
Absolutely. I think, people want information like right now, and sometimes the information ain't even correct. They just want it like right now. And that's the microwave society that I always talk about, because everybody just wants their shit like in 5 minutes. And, grandmama or big mama didn't, the things that she did, it took over hours this meal, and you want it in 5 minutes. So, social media definitely has taken a. What you said?
You're very impatient.
Oh, definitely, they were definitely impatient because they want it now. And you know, you're not willing to wait. But if you are willing to wait and you understand what's being created for you, or for the people that surround you, man, but you know, everybody just want it right now. I'm hungry. I want it right now. And then you ain't got, you know, something that's like, you know, but you feel like, oh well, I should have something better than it. You didn't wait. You push this shit. And that's what I'm talking about when it comes to, like, you know, people, you know, I don't know what people really feel anymore now, because, you know, the reality for me is you don't want truth. You don't. And, you know, I'll sit up here and I'll put that out there and I'll say that shit. And anybody, if you got a problem with that, call in and say, but you don't want truth. And that's the fucking whole issue right there. You want to silence the people that know what the fuck they're talking about, as opposed to looking at yourself in the mirror and, you know, questioning yourself.
Okay. How about you, mister?
Social media keeps us in the now. You know, it's like a hurry up and quick learn process, right? For most things in society within, especially with learning something, it takes time. When you implement social media, that takes away from the future nature of learning, right? So, yes, it does teach us. Social media does teach us to act on everything right now, nothing rationalizing. You're not thinking before you react, and you kind of do it. And it also puts us in a mind state to where, yeah, actions can come later. You don't have to think about it until after the fact. And that's why you have the trolling, the trending of the violence and things that we see. And even when it comes to, you know, violence in any community, it's teaching you to go act now and not to think about the future, because they already think that they have our future planned for us. So why not throw social media in front of our children? So, you know, they can always be compatible with the parents and also even with the teachers, because, you know, they can reference to social media but not actually learn and get the hands-on that they really need. So, yeah, social media has taken a lot of places. I mean, not just within parenting. I mean, education, like I said, music, the way you should dress, the way you should be, the disrespect of our people, of any people. So, yeah, social media definitely has taken our attention span and shortened it by 30 years.
Mm-hmm. Do you think that social media has contributed to a rise in mental health issues?
No.
Why? Social media
ain't really good shit when it comes to, like, mental health issues. No, it hasn't done shit.
Yeah, if anything, it gave them a place to express it. For if they need help, or, you know, what I'm saying, even just recognition.
Go ahead, my God. Because I feel like it has done shit for us. Like, you know, like mental health within the Arkham, oh, that shit is like kind of laughed at now. And you act like, you know, we're not hurt and we're not broken. You know, shit, what are you talking about? But, you know, this is the shit that we gotta go through. And be our own people that sit up here, and you wanna sit up here and dictate to people like us. Well, I know my people. And, you know, I actually, you know, came a little better than what, you know, what they've actually what the fuck. Man, you know, social media and all this shit has a fucking issue to do with us. All you motherfuckers on social media, you think you are somebody, you're a content creator, you are a head. Man, I don't give a fuck about none of that. That shit don't mean nothing to me. what are you doing to elevate your people? Period. I'll be on me. I'll be on.
I was going to tell you guys this is kind of interesting because in this study at Harvard, they were saying that social media does have negative effects, and some studies suggest that it has certain aspects basically for negative mental health outcomes, they say, like increased feelings of loneliness, depression, anxiety, body dissatisfaction, social comparison, cyberbullying, and other potential for addictive behaviors. And social, the social comparison of comparing ourselves to other people. But do you feel that social media has helped some people that are maybe less lonely now?
Oh.
Mister?
I'm sorry, say it again. I didn't hear you. Say it again.
Am I over here? Okay.
Can y'all hear me?
Sorry, my button was...
Can you hear me?
Do you think that social media has helped people who were before this primarily very lonely?
Nah, it's not helping. It's not helping at all. You got to think, if it's going to help, where's the solution after the issue or a problem that someone has? You know, it's one thing to be someone can come on there and do their thing, but where's the solution part? And that's the thing. We're not a solution-based people. So it's more, it's promoting a place of spreading that, how can I put it, that mental that maybe some people don't have. It could be a relationship issue, but we make it into a mental issue, and people come to social media and point those things out, and now you got people in the world thinking, you know what, maybe I am crazy, when it's just a simple sense of you holding yourself accountable, and not even that, just seeking help. So, I just don't think that, it's doing it. It's actually making it worse, to be honest with you, because anytime someone has a mental crisis or something going on, it's promoted. It's glorified on social media. It's made fun of. So you open up the door for cyberbullying, and that's real, because I think in our generation, I'm an older man.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, because I think in our generation, we didn't have the cyberbullying. So bullying got dealt hands-on. Mental got dealt hands-on. You had a nurse in your school that would call your parents. And nowadays, we just go to social media and just express those feelings when we actually need help. And I think that social media hinders that from people actually getting help because they think that social media is they help. You know what I'm saying? They mental health platform to seek help from, which it isn't. So, it's not at all.
And doesn't it break your heart, man, when you hear kids killing themselves over on social media because they're not liked, because they're made fun of? The bullying, like you said, it's just, that breaks my heart.
Well, you got to think the main thing is that they're expressing their concerns is that no one is listening. And I think that's
exactly.
They run the social media because maybe their parents not listening. The school, it's always there,
mm-hmm.
right? It's one of the two cases. The school is not listening, reported to the teachers, they blow it off. So, some of these kids right now, but some of these kids, that's what they're going through right now. They don't have people listening to them,
mm-hmm.
so they're developing to their adulthood.
You know, when we do therapy at my job, we give them a pamphlet, a workbook, and one of the first questions in the workbook is, what is the one thing you wish your parents did? And 99% say listen. So that's a tip for parents out there. You might want to put down whatever you're doing and actually pay attention. Derek, for you, I have a different question. How do you think that social media has affected political discourse and public opinion? How do you think social media has changed the how has social media affected political discourse and public opinion? Look at Trump, he's always tweeting, it helps him out.
You know, trying to be politically correct. Sometimes you can't just be that way. So,
fuck it, you don't got to be politically. We can say whatever we want here.
For a lot of people, you know, they consider themselves people, my contemporary, you think this is dumb as fuck. I don't give a fuck how much you say, you know, the Bible is, you know, shut your mouth like that. You stupid as fuck. And I know it. And I'll call you out on that. Yeah, and this might, if this is something you don't fucking like it. I'm not going to sit up here and sugarcoat anything, just anybody in this room. You know, don't sit up there and tell me you one thing. And when we talk about something, you know, entities, you know, the things that you say that make you, this is the foundation you stand on. And then I find out like, this is not who you are. Oh, man. Wow, you just really disappointed me. And no, I don't even know how to look at you, you know, the same way, because no, I'm just so disappointed because you just literally just, you know, made something more than what you are. Like, come on, man. You look, you know, y'all go ahead. I mean, people on here, people on these apps and all this shit, let me tell you all this. They will make themselves to be something that they're not. They might that shit.
It seems to me your biggest problem is with the fake and the fraud. Am I right?
Can y'all hear me?
Derek? Yeah, you have a big problem with the fakes, it seems like to me, and the frauds. The frauds and the fakes are something that really bothers you on here.
Something that really bothers me that I consider fake or to be fraud?
No, I think the fakes and the frauds are what really irritates Derek. That's just based on his answers. Yeah. So for you, mister, I got another question. What do you think... Are some, I guess we call it, effective strategies for finding like a healthy balance between social media and living in the present?
Well, for one thing, you got to be in touch with reality. You know, you got to understand that the things that are going on around you is not just superficial, they're actually happening, for one. We got to separate media news from things from reality news, and then we just got to do our research. So for me that's my biggest thing. I think we just need to, you know, think outside the box. You really not even think outside the box, because these are the things that we should be doing and knowing, but we delegate time and knowledge to social, you know what I'm saying? So we're stagnant right now when it comes to these type of issues. But, you know, hopefully one day we'll open our eyes, man, and realize that, you know, that's not all that we see. And that's another thing, is predicting our judgments. Insertion is a major thing with us as a people. We have to insert into other people's business and affairs and not our own. So, yeah, we got to prioritize ourselves, even as a nation, right, as a people. Because social plays a big part in today's society. So we just need to recognize that and not think that, you know, that's the only thing we have towards the future, even in the now.
Yeah, true. Okay, let's see. I'm going to ask you guys a girly question because I have to ask one. So do you guys think that it's possible to fall in love online? Derek, you first.
What? No.
I think it's possible for what?
Why not?
To fall in love online, it was that the question?
Yeah. Yes, no? Do you think it's possible? You do think it's possible?
No. No. No, because no one, you know, I want to see your disappointment when I do some stupid ass shit right in front of you. I want to see how you react to, you know, I do something and you're proud of it. I want to see all that. No, I can't see that shit. How can I, what? What, you love me in words. I love you too in words. What the fuck does that matter?
Mm-hmm.
Right,
do you need to connect?
No. Yeah, I need something different than, you know, just these words that we're just throwing out. You know, I'm like, yeah, that's cool. You love me, I love you too. All right, but where you at though? Can I see you? Nope.
Mm-hmm.
So what does that matter about? Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Did I fuck up some shit?
No. I'm just listening. What do you think, mister? What do you think, mister? Can you fall in love online? You there, mister? Mister may be taking a break. Oh, yeah, there you go. Do you think you can fall in love online, mister?
Online?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Mm-hmm. I'm gonna go with it. Can y'all hear me?
Yeah, I hear you.
Can y'all hear me? Yeah, I said I'm gonna go with no. I'm hands on. You know, social media is a place where you can meet people, but I still want to meet you out in public. Nah, I'm gonna say no with that. It's too much catfishing, and people not who they say they are anymore. So I got to meet you in person on the street. You know what I'm saying? And walk in a public place or out and not on social media. Nah, the conversation can take place on social media, but yeah, I definitely won't meet you there. No. Nah, it's not happening. I mean, it would take like a special type of conversation to really, you know what I'm saying, to really reel me in. I'm going to go with no.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Just thought I would ask because just being nosy. Because a lot of people do. I was reading a thing. They said, well, you know, something like 40-something percent of people meet online now. And I was like, whoa, I didn't know it was that high. But that's what I read.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, the conversation just has to be in tune and in depth. You know what I'm saying? A lot of FaceTime and stuff like that. So, I mean, those are the things you got to adapt to now. Yeah, I mean, I'm not willing to adapt to it just yet. I mean, I don't feel like I'm that. You know, those dating online, they were like, some of them are older. I'm not.
Here's a question, and you could answer first, Eric. Do you think that cyber cheating? Cyber relationship, if the person never touches you, never physically sees you? Like cyber relationships, do you think it's still cheating? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yeah.
If you're with someone else, I'm talking about. And why?
No, yeah, it is too. On the flip side, at least seeing, you know, he ain't physically different down, but he definitely different down spiritually and emotionally. I'm telling you, that's what's going on.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I think an emotional affair is worse than a sexual affair. That's just my opinion. But.
Well, it can be, but. You know, if we got both worlds, shit, it's over.
Because I had a friend, she was doing whatever, and she was like, he's not touching me, I'm not touching him, so it's really not, I'm cheating. And I'm like, that's bullshit, because you're giving your attention and your time to someone else. You're therefore depriving your man. So it is cheating. But she was like, nah, fuck that. You know, she's trying to justify.
She is cheating.
What do you think, mister? What do you think, mister?
Yeah, definitely. Everything y'all said, man, to take it back out there, it's definitely cheating. It's always different types of forms of cheating. I'm like, if you emotionally cheating, yeah, that could be the worst one. Pretty much, you might be telling them things that you don't tell your lover, and you know, situations. You might even be telling things that go on inside your home. Or, you know what I'm saying? You, like I said, you're just acting out to get what you want. You know what I'm saying? So yeah, you are depriving your partner, he or she, of becoming your companionship. You know what I'm saying? Whatever it may be. So yeah, it's definitely cheating. It's different because you got to think about it. You're going to go above and beyond even more to get that other one. More than you get the person that you get. You're going to go hard.
Definitely.
Yep.
I feel you. All right. So I believe this will be the last question, and then we'll wrap it up. We've been on almost 2 hours. Can you believe it? So let's see. I'm trying to think it. So do you think that, well, I asked that one to Derek already, but I'm going to ask you a different one. Let's see. Do you think that parents are letting social media and their phones and all that be the babysitter these days, and how you think it affects children? Mister, you first.
Oh, definitely. It's the babysitter, it's the driver, it's the disciplinary, it's the dysfunction part. Yes, it's definitely what they're using it for. It's definitely what they're using. It's taking over. Yeah, it's like people are having kids and just throwing them in front of TV and technology and let them be the father or the mother. This happens in two-parent households, so we can't blame it on the single parents neither. It might be a little bit more monetized with the parents, you know what I'm saying? Especially if you have a stay-at-home parent, they can watch. But at the same time, while they're watching you, you still got a device in your hand that's telling you what to do, what to say, how to feel, how to think, you know what I'm saying, how to disrespect, how to respect. Then you got sex pornography, you got this going on. So, yeah, it's a lot of things that parents need to be aware of when it comes to social media and letting those devices take control of what our kids should be learning. So, yes, man, it's hindering every household. It's hindering parents from being parents. But, once again, that's the blame of the parent and not social media. Because when Derek came to fix confess to this too. When we was coming up, we watched the parent advisory all that start, even on music, on TV, with the code, when cable first came up. So we watched it progress. So we was able to catch our kids like, oh, no. No wonder my grandma and my auntie lived on World War. So we was able to do that. But at the same time, while we were doing that, other kids are coming up in that general and they're accepting it. So we as parents, we didn't accept that because we saw it coming. But some saw it coming too, and they didn't care. So in this generation, they really don't really give a damn about if, you know, social media or TV is pretty much exploiting everything to our children. And if they do care, they wait until the child gets older and then try to monetize it because you can't discipline no more. They big, they're older now, so. You know, we kind of let the social media dictate the way we discipline our kids, even at that small age. You know what I'm saying? Because it's keeping them quiet. It's keeping them in that corner. It's keeping them over there in that room where I'm doing this. And I'm going to land my plane by saying this. You have parents doing the same thing right next to their child doing the same thing.
Yeah. No, you're right. That's so true. You know, when I used to work in a restaurant forever, and I'd wait on the table, like the dad would be on the tablet, the mom would be on the phone, the kids would be on the phone. No one's talking, no one's conversating. It's like, why the fuck did you even go out to eat? You know? Oh, I don't get that. Derek, your response to that question? Do you think the parents have let social media and the TV become the babysitter?
Not just social media, because they let a lot of whole other shit, you know, become the babysitter of these goddamn, these kids now. And, you know, when you stop paying attention to the type of games they were playing, you know, that was the first telltale sign. You're not paying attention to how that shit can fuck up okay. If you don't understand how a motherfucker can game like that type of shit, and it can be so realistic, and to where you shoot motherfuckers and shit like that, and you don't feel nothing about it, tell me about that shit in real life. Yeah. These are my homies. These are my little guys. And they out there doing some of the most egregious shit towards one another. And it's like, how do you stop that shit? I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Is there anything you guys wanted to say before we closed out and played another song? Now you have the floor.
Anyone?
Whoever wants to go first. Yep.
Anybody.
Yeah, anybody, and it can be about anything. It doesn't have to be about the topic. Anything in general you want to get out, mention, or promote, or anything?
Well, you know, I have nothing to promote, but for the most part, we just need to show our leadership in our community, period, as men and as women, period. Stop the gender wars. We don't need no more gender wars, right? And make every issue a solution based, because I think that's what's going on, even in politics, right? It's no solution. It's all about how can we hurt the next person, war, how can we demoralize the next generation, social media. We got to take all the things we are able to control and take accountability for. Let's not stay in the back of the seat. And let the robots do the driving for us. We can think for ourselves. We know what we want, and let's make it happen. You know what I'm saying? Stop being the blind leading the blind. Wisdom and knowledge is the key for the future and history. You know what I'm saying? We just can't shelter that. I just want everybody to start looking at themselves, reflect on themselves in the mirror, hold yourself accountable, and respect one another. It goes a long way. That's all I have to say. I appreciate you for letting me speak.
Somebody go ahead. Yeah, the floor is open.
Would you like to close out with a comment? It could be about anything. It doesn't have to be on the topic. Anything you want to get off your chest or promote or anything?
You talking about me?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
I'll say this, for anybody hearing me, the one thing I will always say is, do not look to be validated by other people. If you're looking for that, I'm telling you, you're setting yourself up for failure. You know, don't look to be validated by people that's going to be like your yes man. I agree with you, and this and that, they stroke your ego. Those are the ones you don't want. Telling you your shit. It's the ones that's going to, it's going to be the ones that's going to test you. Oh, yeah. You know, if you don't have nobody that tests you, you don't have nobody in your corner. Because you're supposed to have somebody that's going to test you. With that being said, you know, shout out to Boo and allowing us to come in here and shoot it. And the one thing I will say about, if you're going to be a shooter is not, you know, a person that you just talk shit and you think you got guns. Man, man, everybody got guns. Everybody's not a shooter because everybody don't have the knowledge about shit. And if you don't have knowledge about shit, you are not a shooter. Maybe you're on your way to be one, and that's cool. But don't act like, you know, you're about that life. Wait, I can't wait.
Well, I want to thank you guys so much for coming by. Thank you so much for coming by and giving your views and your opinion. And this will be streamed in about an hour all over. So, like I said, we're in over 125 countries listened to by a million people. So you're going to be in many living rooms and many people. I hope something you said touched people. Yeah. You going to say something, Mister?
Oh, no. I was just agreeing.
You'll be able to see it on Spotify, on YouTube, on Apple Music and iTunes podcast, everywhere you see listen to podcasts like Podbean and all that. So it's pretty cool. I'll give you guys the link so you guys also can give your families the link if they want to listen to it, and you can also download it if you're interested. I'll help you guys with all, show you guys how to do all that, and I hope you guys will come back and share your views again, and I appreciate it, and I appreciate your insight. Thank you so much. And we're out.
Yeah. I was driving around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Yeah. I was riding around in the V12 with the racks in the middle. Had to pray to Almighty God and let my dog out the kennel. When you get it straight up out the mud, you can't imagine this shit. I've been pulling up in the drop tops with the baddest bitches. Young nigga been focused on my check. Got a new coupe wrapped around my